Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with the Scary Guy. Good morning to you.
Hello, LaVon. How you doing?
I'm doing great, and we're so happy to get to visit with you because the Cass County Child Prevention Council is planning to bring you, the Scary Guy, to Cass County next year. And so we want to get a little bit acquainted with you. And this is a really special program and curriculum. I'd like you to first tell us, kind of just in a nutshell, what the mission or purpose of this program is.
Well, I've been traveling the world. Our team has now been working together for 16 years. I've been traveling the world for about 16 years myself with my wife, Catherine Woodhall. She's an educator and a teacher. And our mission is to eliminate hate, violence, and prejudice. We get requests from about 105 countries on our website, and we design programs to help empower the minds of children to take full responsibility for all their words and actions when they're confronted with negative behavior, or in the sense of schooling or schools, it would be called bullying or name-calling or put-downs, intimidation and harassment. So we design these programs for Cass County and the Atlantic schools to, when they take these on, and then what they'll do is they'll make it their program. So they don't say, oh, we're doing the Scary Guy program. It'll become the Atlantic program.
Okay, Atlantic and Cass County, because we have a couple of other schools, I understand, are going to participate in this too, which we think is great because it is a Cass County program. And I think it's really important, as you say, if it's going to last, it needs to be more than you're coming and giving a speech. It needs to envelop the community.
Yeah, my whole approach is all about the community. This isn't a one-man show. One show, one speech doesn't do the trick. I've got a set of tools. Our team brings in the tools. We train people how to use the tools. And then from that point forward, it's basically you guys in Cass County that are going to make this work. Mm-hmm. And it's everybody. It's a community effort. It's police. It's firemen. It's moms and dads. It's teachers. It's all the kids. It's everybody's involved in this process of relearning how to interact with each other. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to bring the tools, and Cass County is going to execute and make it their program.
Okay. Now I want to change a little bit subject, because we want to, in the future, talk more about the program. But today I also wanted to have people get acquainted with you a little bit. Why do I call you the Scary Guy? Why is that your name?
What you can do, if you want, you can shorten it up to about one word, scary.
Scary.
It is my legal title. I changed it 16 years ago in a court of law in Tucson, Arizona. I'm an ex-tattoo artist. And back in those days, I rode my Harley and ran my mouth and tattooed people and listened to my rock and roll. And truthfully, I thought I was a good guy. But one day, somebody ran an ad in a newspaper, a competitor in the business of tattooing, and it said, are you tired of dealing with scary guys with war-paint facial tattoos? And when I read that ad in the paper, I slammed it down on the counter. The first thought that came to my mind was, what am I going to do to get that guy back?
You know, revenge. Yeah, get back
and,
at him.
Yeah, I thought I'd get in my car, go over to his house, and run over his dog, take care of business, whatever. And I didn't. And this is where my change came, LaVon. I stepped up on a pedestal. I declared myself a good guy. He was a bad guy. But when I was up there bragging about how great I was as a human, that's when my real life started to flash in front of me, and I realized I was really no better than him. I was a name caller. I could hate people. I could categorize them. I could stereotype them. And I masked my whole life in sarcasm and humor. So I got in touch with the truth of who I was for 43 years. And with that, I basically decided, how am I going to live my life? I need to make some serious changes. And I did it. And I made the changes, sold my shops, and I dedicated my life to making a difference around the world.
Okay, so those were some steps you took to make this major change in your life. Did you have some help? Or what are your support systems? Because maybe you could do that all by yourself, but most people can't. You know?
I had to redefine my life. It took, quite frankly, between you, me, and the wall, I'm still on that mission. I'm still redefining my life. I'm still learning about who I am as I go. I meet people. I learn new things. I never really had a solid male role model, so I had to figure out what does a man look like. Still like a tough guy, but with love, compassion, and understanding in his heart for all people. So as I went down the road, I had to figure this out. Now, little did I know that I would have my entire body tattooed, including my hands, my neck, and my face. There's not one second of my life did I ever think that I would be traveling and talking about love and kindness looking the way I do. I wasn't one of those kind of things, but it hit me pretty hard. And right now, today, in today's societies all over the place, violence seems to be pretty prevalent, and it's almost like an acceptable form of communication. So they judge me. I walk in a room, they think I'm one of those kind of guys, mm-hmm. and the mm-hmm. truth is way out of line, way mm-hmm. different.
They're judging you from the outside rather than knowing you. If people want to see you at this point, they could do that on their computers, correct?
Oh, yeah, big time. We're all over the computer. There's all kinds of news stories all over. The website is Scary Guy or thescaryguy.com. You can get on there and check out the bio and the history and the story and all kinds of TV clips and film clips on there and some training videos as well. So there's all kinds of reference material for people to look at.
Okay, and I think that'll be a good thing for us to do here in Cass County so that when you do get here, we have a better understanding, have some background about that. Now, you've said that you've traveled for 16 years, you've traveled all over the world, and you and I understand Catherine, your wife, has helped you do this too. You know, you have this curriculum. What are some of the examples of your knowing that this works?
Well, we have we've counted it, and we're getting about between 6 and 10,000 letters, emails, and messages per month from kids and parents and moms and dads and teachers all over the world that have actually gone through the training. And some of the letters I got within the last week, I don't unfortunately have them in front of me, but if we talk again, I'll read one to you, and you can hear it. But it's from 11 years ago, a young lady went through the training, and she just sent the letter a couple days ago. And she talks about how it actually, she thinks, truthfully, LaVon, that I changed her life, and that her life has changed, and on and on and on. And really, truly, I did not change her life. I don't have that power, but she was affected by what we taught her, and she's used those techniques. And now, of course, she's old enough to have her own family, and she's starting to pass mm-hmm. some of this on mm-hmm. to her young kids. And the cool part about it is, at least she believes that it's possible to make these changes. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy to see those kind of letters, and they come in quite frequently now.
That's excellent, because when we think about you coming and spending time here, we want to know that there's going to be some good results. But you're the spark. As you said, people here are going to have to change, but you could be the spark.
That's it. That's what I am. I'm the one that's going to kickstart it all. I'm going to get the energy rolling in the right direction. We're going to draw some attention to the idea that everybody's involved in this transition. Everybody has to be involved, number one. Everybody's involved in the transfer of the information out from a negative plus a positive standpoint. And truthfully, there may be people in your Cass County that when they see my picture, they may make a judgment call. They may not hear all these words. And that's okay. That's okay. I get that everywhere we go. And they can come to some of the programs and shows and see for themselves. Mm-hmm. And then at that point, they may have a whole different mm-hmm. opinion.
And I think that's important that you're not just in here for a speech and you leave. People have a little bit of a chance to get to know you and know what's behind that outer surface there. And that's really important.
Oh, yeah, big time. Well, when we come into town or come into the area, we may be in multiple areas in Cass County.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the truth is, we actually live there. We don't come in and leave. We're living there.
All right. Well, we are looking forward to having you here in Cass County, and I know that some of the fundraising has already started, and as the word spreads, I think more and more people are going to say, oh, we are really looking forward to seeing and hearing this scary guy. So we want to thank you for your visit with us today.
All right, Lamont. I look forward to talking to you again.
All right. I hope we can do that. I'm sure we'll be able to do that. So thanks, and have a great time on your travels right now and helping people all over the world.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Till next time, let's just remember, the scary guy is coming.